Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Usually at this time, we do open phones, but I want to welcome in my co-host, Ben. He's got a little coffee in him.
Yeah, I had to, not to complain, but somehow the coffee maker got unplugged, so my coffee like brewed itself 4 hours ago, and so I get up and it was cold.
Ice cold.
I had to microwave it.
It's been a morning, I tell you. I've been up since 1. My kid was screaming, and we got to fight with my wife in the kitchen at 3. Paulie was late. It's just one of those mornings, but I'm really excited to welcome to the Ben and Woods program one of our compatriots from 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area, Joe Fortenbaugh, who actually he kind of calmed me down the other night when I saw his Twitter about the Oakland A's. Good morning, Joe. How are you, man?
Gentlemen, it's always a pleasure. I'm hanging in there. I hope the same for you guys. Thanks so much for inviting me on the show.
Yeah, sorry things sound a little loose, but they're a little loose.
Yeah, we're loose today.
Let's just be honest.
It's been one of those mornings.
It's been a loose couple of months, actually.
It has.
Just to be completely honest.
Yeah, the whole country's loose. Don't worry about it. No one's going to notice.
Yeah, I wonder, I beat myself up for a bad show, and I'm like, why? Why should I right now? Everybody's getting a little bit of a pass, but I'll tell you, the Oakland A's have not gotten a pass from us and from me. Yesterday, you know, the news came out, Joe, the other night that they've decided just not to pay their minor leaguers. And I think the most interesting thing was your tweet about it. Like, guys, why is anyone getting mad? This is in their DNA. This is who they are and what they do. You're choosing to get upset about this, essentially, is what it said. And it made a lot of sense to me because that is how they've operated, Joe, for the last 20 years.
Absolutely. The A's, it's important that when you say the A's, you define who you're talking about in that conversation, because fans and outrage can come pouring in very quickly when you're talking about the A's very generally, and people think you're talking about the beloved players, Bob Melvin, the skipper, or the fan base. We're not talking about any of those people. Melvin is an incredible dude and a wonderful talent, and the team is loaded with likable guys who have very bright futures. When we talk about the A's in this context, we're talking about John Fisher, the owner, and the rest of the ownership group that works with him. They are cheap, and that's okay. We see that in sports all across the board. But the common misconception out there is that the A's, and this isn't the misconception, this is the beauty of what they do, they have convinced the world that they are the underdog, that they are a small market team. They just can't compete with the big bad Yankees. We should rally behind them and write books about them and produce movies about them when they find a way to backdoor into the playoffs to get knocked out in the one game eliminator. That's what we should do, and that's what we should be happy to have, because as Oakland fans, we're very, very fortunate that we have a team that can actually win some games. The reality is that you're in the Bay Area. There's 8 million people here. A small market is Wichita. Small market is Columbus, Ohio. Oakland and the Bay Area is not a small market. Directly across the river, about 7 miles, is a team that continuously pumps out a massive payroll. You can choose to pay these guys if you want to. You don't. You play in a dump of a stadium. You're a cheap ownership group. You're not running a baseball team. You're running a business. This is how it's always been. They've done a tremendous job of pulling the wool over the eyes of many, many people. But the reality is, they're comfortable with the revenue sharing plan. They're comfortable letting everyone imaginable foot the bill. And outside of that, they just don't care. John Fisher's not an owner you see around. Look, Mark Cuban's a guy you see all over the place, right? Cuban has no problem showing his face, sitting courtside, mixing it up with people, because Cuban's confident in who he is. He's trying to put a winner on the court. You're never going to see John Fisher anywhere. He doesn't want to run into the fans. He doesn't want to associate with them. You don't get to a $2 billion worth because you give money away. You get to a $2 billion worth because you take other people's money. That's what John Fisher and the A's are good at, but don't feel bad for them and don't come out here and say, man, I can't believe the A's aren't paying their minor leaguers. If you had told me who will be the first, or asked me who will be the first team of the 30 to not pay their minor league players, we'd all have bet the Oakland A's.
We're talking to Joe Fortenbaugh from 95.7 The Game up in the Bay Area. And it's interesting. We're in San Diego, and there's been some of that mentality here for a while, and then lately it's felt a little bit different going to get a Manny Machado. We're pretty confident in our GM here and his skills and abilities to, it hasn't really worked in the major league level yet, and we're waiting. We've been patient. We did get that new stadium here. It's a beautiful ballpark. It's one of the best in the country. And I think at times ownership can say, well, you got a beautiful ballpark experience. I think that the time has run out there. So if they do end up building a new stadium in Oakland, and that stadium is packed with fans, do you think the A's will pivot at all? Or are they still going to be the same cheap A's that they've always been? I mean, if they're filling that place with 40,000 people and people are buying in, do you see their philosophy changing?
I don't. But I could be wrong. I'm not going to guarantee that or anything. There's no reason for me to believe anything's ever going to change. There's no reason for me to believe they're going to get a stadium. You see, you got to understand, when you're on the outside of this, you come across the story once or twice a year that they're working on a new stadium, and they'll put this awesome rendition out, and you'll go, yeah, oh my God, look at this stadium. It's so awesome.
We're very familiar with renderings. Very.
Yeah, right? Like, it's all pomp and circumstance. It is every year. I remember one year, this is maybe 2-3 years ago, they had this rendition of a stadium they wanted. It was going to take place at Laney College in the East Bay, right? They had this property. They built the stadium. They showed you the rendition. You're like, man, this is awesome. This is a great location. Here are all the ideas. This would work. Laney College comes out the same day and goes, yeah, we own that land. We're not selling it to them. We don't know what this is. Like, they just throw these renditions at you to make you think something's happening, and nothing's ever happening. So now they got this new one, right? It's going to be on the water. It's going to be beautiful. You know, it's going to have a gondola taking you from the BART station all the way down. And you look at it, and you're like, yes, this drawing looks really cool. I really like the drawing. I'd love to meet the artist. He did nice work. I don't know if any of this is feasible. I don't see any of it ever happening. They're all fighting over the Coliseum land. The Raiders skipped the county with a huge bill that they never paid off before they flee town. It's a mess over there. And with everything that's going on now, no one's interested in giving any money to a baseball team that claims to be poor. No one's going to be interested in Oakland in giving the county or the city or anybody else any money to help out $2 billion worth John Fisher. It ain't happening, man. People need jobs. People need to pay rent in this town. You guys are like some of the only people on earth I can talk to who understand what crazy rent is like. I lived in San Diego. I was there the year the ballpark opened. I was going to law school down there. Like, it's still very expensive to live in San Diego. You get it. L.A. gets it. The Bay Area gets it. Other people don't. So, you know, the East Bay fans, trust me, man, the people over there, they're looking for jobs and they're looking to make money and they're looking to survive. They're not worried about helping John Fisher out so he can get to the one game play-in and lose for the 20th year in a row.
So lots of renderings. Lose your football team twice. Lose your basketball team. Oakland is just kind of grittier San Diego.
Yeah, it's grittier. It's northern San Diego. That's what we should just call it. My God.
I see your point, Joe, but at the same time, being the cheap baseball team, it's a funny joke in Moneyball when David Justice has to buy his own soda because they're so cheap. It's a different thing when you're talking about minor leaguers who don't have any way to, maybe feed or house themselves. We had Cody Decker on, longtime minor leaguer with the Padres, now, radio.com host yesterday, who said he was a AAA guy, had to live in his car because he was so paycheck to paycheck as a minor leaguer. This isn't the funny kind of Oakland A's being cheap. You look at these guys and you wonder who's suffering because of their decision.
Yeah, no doubt. I worked in minor league baseball for a season when I was living in Pennsylvania. The first year the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs went into existence, I was working there, right? So it's the AAA affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. And I remember it was a new stadium. It was a new team. That team didn't exist in Allentown, Pennsylvania before. So all these guys had to find housing. They had to move their families. Like, they're all coming to town after spring training. They had no idea where they were going to live. The team opened the season with, like, a 14-game losing streak or something like that. They were so terrible early, and they were terrible throughout the entire year because they just never had a chance to get organized. They're not making lots of money. They're not making – some of them aren't making any money at all, right? So this is – we're talking $400 a week for these guys?
Week, yeah.
I think for June, July, August, it's like $5,200 for 3 months. Someone did the math. I apologize for not having that person's name right now, but it would basically cost John Fisher about $1 million to continue paying all of his minor leaguers $400 a week throughout the entire summer. And, like, he's not going to do it. He didn't pay the Coliseum the rent bill he owed a couple weeks ago. It's like $2 million there. He's not paying the million for the minor leaguers. And you wonder why Kyler Murray goes to play for the Cardinals. Like, why would I want to play for the A's? Why would I even want to consider playing for the Oakland A's when I could go play quarterback in the NFL? Well, you might risk hurting your brain. You might risk not playing as many years. Who cares? What am I going to do? I'm going to get stiff playing for John Fisher? Like, imagine that. Imagine Kyler Murray, the Heisman Trophy winner, could have been a first-round pick in the NFL. He chooses to go to minor league baseball with the A's and not get paid $400 a week? Get out of here with that.
Joe Fortenbaugh, host of 95.7 The Game, up in the Bay Area, and I know you're getting you ready for Joe, but before you go, I just have to ask, you know, you're doing the same thing that we are, no sports, no live sports, or very little live sports during the pandemic. What does Sports Talk Radio mean for you during all of this?
It means the opportunity to get creative and to get flexible, but it also means you got to dig down deep looking for topics. We get updates every single day with what's going on in the NBA, Major League Baseball, and it's great to play into those. But traditionally, you know, during football season, we were just going to talk Niners all day long, right? I mean, they made a Super Bowl run. It's going to be 5 days a week, 20 hours a week, going heavy on the Niners. It's easy. It's football. That's what people want to hear. Now you got to get creative. But do people want to hear about the struggles between the billionaires and the millionaires 4 hours a day, every day? They want the updates. They want the opinions. But I don't think you stick with that the whole show. So we've tried to work some fun stuff into the program. We've gone in the direction of some non-sports here and there. But I will say that going into this, there was a ton of concern. I remember our competitor. I was going to out him on Twitter, and I thought, you know what? I'm not getting into a war over this. There are worse things going on in the world. But the guy on the morning show who competes with us, he goes out and he says right in the wake of all this, this is such a nightmare to be a sports talk radio show with no sports. Like, he used the word nightmare. How is it a nightmare to get off your leather rear end every morning and for a few hours talk about whatever you want with no accountability whatsoever? It was the most pathetic thing I had ever heard. Using the word nightmare, people are getting sick, people are scared, people are losing their jobs, the market's tanking, and it's a nightmare that you think you have nothing to talk about. That, to me, is just lazy. All you need to do is go out there and grind, and you can come up with sports stories. I'll talk about Max Scherzer for 4 hours today if you dare me to. Like, it's not going to be a problem. So we're trying to get creative with stuff. We're trying to be fun, but the reality is we've had enough to talk about that I think we're all very fortunate to be in the position we're in. We have some great callers, some great texters. We try to yuck it up with them. And then we're all very excited about the opportunity of when we can all get back together, because I think there's an opportunity for a huge listener party for all of us, like wherever we're at, getting our listeners together and just drinking some beers, man, and having a good time.
Cannot wait for that, man. We've done the exact same thing here, man. We'll keep grinding. Thanks so much for doing this before your show, man. I know we obviously know what the grind is like, and keep doing a great job up there. Thanks so much, Joe Fortenbaugh.
Always a pleasure, boys. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy.
Joe and all guests appearing on our SDCCU fan hotline. Vote SDCCU for best credit union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking.
It's better.
It is better. He's a
stud, man.
Yeah. Kind of a brother from another mother. You can just tell he feels the same way
100%.
About his morning show that we do. We'll talk some sports. We'll branch out. But it's not been a nightmare. Not by any stretch of the imagination.
It's been a blast. And I feel like, you know, some of the guests and stuff we've been able to get over the last couple of months have just been insane. And it doesn't stop.
I want to react a little bit to what he said. I also want to bring back, because I mentioned the Cody Decker interview we did late in the show yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, that story about him sleeping in his car. It's just powerful stuff.
3 weeks or
2 weeks
or something.
Yeah, it's powerful stuff. So I want to bring that back as well. If we have time, we'll get some open phones. You know, Everyday Chris is probably going to be hanging on the hold all day long.
He's already tweeted
at some point.
Fine.
So, okay, it's good. All right, so we'll get to that when we come back. Bennett Woods on a Thursday morning on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.